Item 12, the dubious progress of the mandatory building inspection and window inspection schemes. The Bureau is asked to increase front line staff. It's paper 123. May I remind members that because the previous items were very thoroughly discussed, we are now overrun by 15 minutes. So I will invite members to be succinct in offering comments. The Buildings Department's response has been sent to members for reference, and also there's a reply from the Development Bureau. I would like to welcome from the Buildings Department Mr. Choi, Patrick Choi, Mr. Terry Wand, Mr. Albert Chu, and Ms. Patty Ho from the District Office for this item. Mr. Wong Chong Chan, Mr. Wong Xu Ming, and Mr. Wong Kin Sun, any supplement from any of you? Ms. Wong Xu Ming. Thank you. The three district councillors have been at a loss because in their constituencies there have been many demand notifications for the inspections to be carried out. The Buildings Department has not increased its manpower, and most residents, upon receiving the notification to inspect their buildings, they think that what can you do about our buildings? You don't have the manpower to enforce it. I'll just let you come and arrest me. So you have issued many notices for inspection, but have you ascertained whether any of these buildings have participated in other voluntary schemes? We submit this proposal because residents are worried. Are you going to increase your manpower to help the relevant residents and buildings? Who would give us a reply? Buildings Department, thank you for your questions. We have replied to those questions. As regards the issues just raised by the councillor, at the end of November, our Bureau, our Policy Bureau, attended a meeting of the Development Panel in the Legislative Council, and we already indicated that there will be manpower increase to the tune of 190 officers for different ranks. But of course, it's not just for mandatory window or building inspection schemes. There will also be other people working on other building management programs. Under the mandatory window and building management schemes, the target for next year will be reduced downward. And we would, first of all, handle the advanced notification issues and follow-up action for notices issued. The progress has been slower than expected because there's the sheer number of buildings involved and the response from the residents. And the so-called precaution is better than maintenance, or it's a novel concept. And we have to go to the district and offer briefing sessions. And we need to bring our publicity efforts to the residents. And our supporting partners, such as ULA and Hong Kong AS, will have to be involved in implementation. So we're going to increase our manpower. And in the reply, we mentioned specifically Yao Chin Mong District. The general picture is the same as the Hong Kong as whole. There are buildings, selected buildings, for which the statutory notices will soon be issued. Window inspection is lower, but for building inspections, Yao Chin Mong is progressing better than other districts, and there will be supporting initiatives. We are going to dedicate some counters to receive reports or certificates, and we would set up dedicated work units to handle the specific areas of work. And we are going to streamline, simplify the certificates required. And we have also considered the submission of e-forms. We're going to streamline the procedure, in other words, and step up publicity and set up the dedicated teams to handle notices issued pursuant to the mandatory window or building inspection schemes. Question? Other department? Nothing? Okay. Members. Mr. Hui Daliang. I want to thank the three councillors, Mr. Zhuang Wing-chan, Mr. Wong Xiuming, and Mr. Wong Kin-san, for raising this question about frontline staff of the buildings department. And I want to tell you this. You are suffering from lack of manpower for the inspection schemes. And there's also a lack of sufficient publicity. A number of members have arranged briefings for residents because they don't know what to do upon receipt of your notification. And the contractors are misbehaving. They would force to enter some buildings. For example, for Yun Fa Building, we call the police. They can't just enter a building because they are a contractor of your department. And they would post a notice outside people's flats. And if the notice is not taken down, people know that the flat is not occupied, and that may lead to law and order problem. And also after the actual maintenance is done, they need to inform the department, that the contractor has to inform the department, and many of them don't know. And there are many contractors soliciting business on the street, but in fact the buildings and the residents can engage other contractors. And then there are buildings with no owner's corporation. It's already very difficult enough to help ask them to set up OCs. And now you are making it even more difficult. And we have received so many requests for assistance. We are dealing with 36 and 37 such requests. And I'm talking about just my constituencies. So don't try to delude yourself. How can you have the manpower needed to handle this in the entire territory? And also in some buildings, the external wall is privately owned and the notice is sent to the owner's corporation. Please do the land search, title search properly. And some have already sold property long ago. I'm going to supply a lot of information to newspapers such as the Oriental Daily. So please make sure that what you do is not causing a nuisance. I think the intention is good. You want to make sure that windows will not fall onto the street, causing public safety problems. But this, in turn, creates a big business opportunity for contractors. You said only contractors who have been registered would be authorized to do this. But the contractors are not disinterested parties. So they may tell the owner that the problems have, that the windows have problems, although there is actually none.
How do you supervise these contractors? Of course, if the owner asks the contractor to do the job, money is spent. But what about the judgment on the part of the contractor is wrong? Can they take lodge a complaint with you? Are you going to punish the contractor? Because if you do nothing about this, you are going to afford a big opportunity to these big contractors to earn a lot of money. I share Mr. Chen Weikang's views, because there is a conflict of interest here. Many buildings do not have OCs, but even those with an OC, they don't have the ability to collect all the information. For example, in my constituency, that's the situation, and the residents just don't know what to do when they receive your notices. So perhaps the buildings department should provide more support, tell them what to do. You can print some leaflets to indicate the estimated cost, because the people just don't know. For example, how much would it cost to replace a handle or to replace a window. So please tell them the proper procedure and where they can turn to for inquiries. And if there are problems or complaints, where can they take their complaints to?
I know that you are hamstrung by a manpower shortage, as documented in the media. I hope that you would do more, a couple of more members, Mr. Yong, Madam Kwan, and Mr. Chen, Mr. Yong T.A. But the MBIS, MWIS, I think you ought to get in touch with the old buildings. The private sector is going to be a massive undertaking. We have so many old buildings in the private sector in Yao Chin Mong. A lot of them have fallen into a state of decrepitude, and with the real estate prices going up in recent years, and there is a very high level of turnover. I visited them some years ago, and I visited them again, and we see different people. I am grateful to my fellow colleagues for moving or putting forward this paper. You don't have enough manpower, and in a way, you are shifting the blame to us as well, because we are held responsible. I hope that you would have a look at the level of manpower that you have at your disposal, in particular buildings that don't come with any owners' corporations. You may penalize them, but it doesn't serve any useful purpose. You ought to do more in the way of support. I don't propose to be verbose here, except to say that you have to pass on the message to your high authority that you ought to increase the level of manpower to avoid any more delays. Madam Kwan, Chairman, when it comes to the MBIS and MWIS, I am chairman of an owners corporation. I find my head spinning because I receive letters in my mailbox from time to time, and I was told not to be so soft on the administration 10 years ago, 1999, when we received instruction from the BD about the major renovation. I was told that we should go slow on it. And I was hauled before you for a meeting, and I admitted to all this work. And the next building, the building next door, was completed in the same year, same age, but they were not mandate to carry out the renovation. I asked about a Longqing man about it. And let me finish my story. At that time, Director Longqing man said that the next building also received the instruction. I got my job done, but only little did I realize until now that the next building only needed to get on with the renovation now. And I was told not to play into the hands of the BD. Now, we have to get on with the second exercise, second round of exercise. I get all the blame because we have to get on with the second exercise, whereas the building next door has to do it for the first time. And I'm telling the owners that please go slow because otherwise I will be on the receiving end of all these accusations. If we're law-abiding and get on with the MBIS and MWIS, and then I will be a bit of a bad guy. Now, there are letters posted on the gate. There is also a letter coming through the mail. It's more like the ultimatum, the 3 months deadline. I was really fuming. I was hopping mad. You posted all these notices on the gate, and I'm not in debt. I wonder where the notices came from. I rang the security guard, and he told me that the BD didn't talk to him about it. I was tempted to call you, but I try to put up with it until today. You owe me an explanation. Mr. Chen Xiutong, chairman of the MBIS and the MWIS, is well-intentioned. A couple of weeks ago, there are buildings falling out of the sky, falling out of buildings from time to time. There are slabs of concrete falling out of buildings from time to time. And I think that the MWIS is effectively a scheme where people have to replace their sets of windows, because I know some of the workers there. If you ask them to certify the safety of the windows, they may charge you a couple of $100, a couple of $1,000. And if they have the misfortune of having the windows falling out, then they may face the dire consequences. They may stand to lose their licenses, and these people can't be bothered about the certification. So definitely, they would advise you to replace them. They would advise you to replace the hinges or even the windows, in particular the metal. Windows, the metal windows, the iron windows are very safe. They're very sturdy. You have a blade secure to anchor the windows. They are very sturdy and very, very durable. And I think if you commission the professionals, they would advise you to replace them. There are problems, environmental problems, and all kinds or manner of problems. I hope that these MBIS and MWIS will be implemented well enough in such a way that all these ticking time bombs can be defused. Thank you, Mr. Wong, Wong Kin Sun. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thanks very much, members, for talking about these problems from different angles. The thrust of the paper is in relation to the progress as well as the manpower level. The department told us that they would undertake to increase the level of manpower. I'm sure that we all welcome this a lot. Now my question then is, with more manpower, how soon are you going to be able to deliver? And will you be able to tell the members of the public in uncertain terms the targeted progress. How much improvement can we look forward to keep pace with your own target? Or are you telling us that there are many other factors that will be getting in the way, other than manpower? Even with the additional level of manpower, are you telling us that you will not be able to achieve the intended target? I look forward to a clear reply. All right, then. Thanks very much, department please. Mr. Tui, BD. Patrick Tui. Thanks very much, Madam Chair. I try to respond to members. Mr. Hui made the point indeed. Last year, the MBIS and MWIS got underway on the 30th of June last year formally. We did have a fair amount of publicity. We had publicity materials and flyers and APIs on radios and electronic media. And we did have some APIs at the beginning of the year on these two schemes. We have pamphlets and guidelines. So in terms of publicity, we did have the timetable attached to the notices. If someone missed the briefing, we attach the timetable in the guidelines. We have held something like 100 or so briefings for members of the public. We did attend a lot of the owners' meetings. The Housing Society and the URA did also help us. They liaised with the owners who are not part of any owners' corporations. And together with the HAD, we do have a liaison with the buildings and that don't have any owners' corporations. We invite them to attend our briefings. And we maintain communication with these people in order to heighten their awareness and whether to form them into some sort of organizations for easy communication. For senior citizens through district organizations, we hold talks for them, not just about the MBIS, but also other maintenance work and so on. We will do more of the same going forward. The members appreciate that we don't have enough manpower, and where manpower permits, we will be going down to the, or reaching out into the community for talks, and we group people together for briefings and talks. Some members made the suggestion that certain people would benefit more. Now we do have the QPs, the qualified people, and the registered persons, registered contractors under the law. And this is the combination of 2 years of consultation on the members of the public stakeholders and the institutes, professional institutes. The RI, the registered inspectors, include the APs, RSPs, and professionals. Now, for QPs, qualified persons, we don't have a list per se, but APs, RSPs, RIs, and contractors are likely to be QPs for for inspection of windows. If the QPs are the window contractors, so they can provide a whole series of services. In terms of supervision, Mr. Chen alluded to this aspect that we do maintain supervision for them, BIS, MWIS. So we also look at or check the reports by random. We inspect the documentation. We also conduct site visits. We have the guidelines, the code, code practice, where all the procedures are mandated, and we do have examples to show the methodology and the procedures for the trade. We also have complaints and a complaint mechanism. We do have a direct hotline available to the public, not just the contractors' hotline. We do have a direct line for direct communication. Fees and charges. At different briefings and also at our website, we do have the FAQs. As a matter of fact, we maintain communication with the trade and those involved in building maintenance and window maintenance. We have a hyperlink linking up with all these people. We have about a dozen or so qualified window contractors, as well as a list of all the associations and institutes. There are two associations that have quoted some course references, like $500 and to $1,000 and so on. And these people, if they are commissioned to carry out the work, how much are they going to be charging? The BD is not supposed to make any reference any recommendation about the contractors, but we do hyperlink with associations and institutes in order to get make available more information to the members of the public. Mr. Young referred to the manpower. Indeed, we're hamstrung a little bit here. Now, this is these are new schemes. And the whole mindset is somewhat different. Previously, maintenance or repair will be effected upon identification of problems. Now we have to do it on a regular basis, more like prevention is always better than cure. The trade is highly concerned about these schemes, and there is a lot of explanation to do in the form of briefings. Now, because of the sheer amount of work, we are paying particular attention to the level of manpower. Other than increasing the manpower, in 2014, the target would be reduced. Now, I don't think I can give you the figures until the budget comes around. Now, our objective is to clear the backlog that we have in our hands. Now, those for which notices have been given, we have to give them the advisory. We have to make sure that they comply with the requirements first. Madam Kwan, who just stepped out, she mentioned the point that for those who play ball, they would be penalized because other non-complying, non-conformist will be get away scot-free. I'm not suggesting that members should ignore the instructions, because the owners will be held responsible for any problems that arise out of the old buildings. As I said, prevention is always better than cure. And if you maintain your buildings in good condition, the value will be maintained, and the quality of life will be improved. And Mr. Chen mentioned the QP's responsibility to replace the windows. We maintain our dialogue with the trade, and we maintain our communication with the contractors, and they would invite us to give talks and so on. It is important to maintain windows safety. We do have a code of practice for them to follow, and we remind them from time to time that if there are any complaints about malpractices, we will address them squarely.
你说就是说我们来年的目标就是要清了现在手头那些出了简选了楼宇出了二线机会函件那些楼宇我们目标是继续做的我们会每年有看我们的进度是怎样要设定2015或打后的情况目标那些我们是会一路这样来监察我们的进度等等那些东西的多谢主席
I beg your pardon. All right, you explained to us that there was sufficient publicity, and you told the public that within 5, 9, or 10 months, if you do not comply with the order, you will be in breach of the legislation. But you have not told the elders that they should inform you after they've completed the works, and that they should only pay after the works are done. Well, the HAD is very smart. It will not prosecute buildings with no owners incorporation because they haven't got any third-party insurance. So it is impossible for you to enforce the law. You should ask the HAD. They are much smarter. Well, they won't. Well, for these buildings with no OCs, how can they pay the fine, and how can they pool money together to carry out the works? Now, if buildings or owners of buildings would like to carry out the works but they don't have any OC, they might be prosecuted. And then I'd like to talk about the means, your approach. For instance, forced entry into premises and no respect for OCs. Well, the buildings department is not superior, so I'm reminding you. Now, if they cannot comply with your orders, the buildings department should help them to do the work, so that they don't have to fear. Mr. Chen, the way you issue your notification, usually you stick the notice at the door or at the entrance of the apartments, but the letter is not signed and not chopped. I don't know whether you will send another letter to them. If not, this notification is not going to have any legal effect. If you haven't signed, if you don't sign the letter or affix a seal, then unscrupulous elements may use that to intimidate elders and force them to carry out works. I fail to understand why your notifications are not signed and sealed. This is a really big shortcoming. And I believe Mr. Choi may not be able to answer this question, but I'd like to remind you once again that there is a big loophole in your system. You allow those responsible for inspection the windows, for inspecting the windows and buildings to carry out the works as well. There is possible conflict of interest. They will be lured into saying that windows that are in perfect condition to should be replaced, because there is huge, immense interest involved in so bad to the environment if windows that don't have to be replaced are replaced because of that. Madam Cole, I didn't intend to speak because it's close to 8 p.m. already. But, well, I was saying to the chairman, the department has done an excellent job. They've carried out publicity, and yet colleagues here have raised so many concrete problems, real problems. I think perhaps you have a manpower shortage, and you have to contract out your work. Do you have clear guidelines for your contractors, and how do you monitor your contractors? As Ms. Wong said, the devil is in the details. If your contract staff is doing it in a routine manner, then your scheme is bound to fail because the residents will suffer. Yes, we support the two schemes from a safety point of view, and it's not that we don't want to support you. However, you must let us know the details. You have to ensure that the details are practical and to let the public know, feel that you're not creating nuisance for them. Otherwise, you have to reflect on your own approach. I thought it was an excellent idea, but after listening to comments by members, I think there are some real problems. Then you should really reflect or review your contracting system. Right, if there are no further questions, can the Buildings Department please respond? Thank you, Chairman. Responding to Mr. Hui's comments. The timing, notification, well, we did tell the participants at briefings. The occupant or the owner has to employ an authorized person. And it is the professional's duty to give us the notification and a certification of compliance. So the owners can communicate with the professionals or the supporting organizations. It's been made very clear in the pamphlet. Owners don't have to follow up each and every stage of work. The important thing is to find an AP to do it. Oh, removing the order. I don't understand what do you mean by discharging the order. The speaker is off mic. I've got hundreds or so cases. These APs did not help them to notify the buildings department after the works were completed because they were so irresponsible. They completed the works but did not issue the certificate of compliance. So these are the details. So they have not given us the certificate of compliance. This is impossible. It depends on how the contract was signed. All right. Yes, for such cases, you can refer them to us for follow-up. Now, if an AP is acting in that way, we can ask them, why is it so? We can follow up. Are you just talk about windows? Well, they have already replaced the windows. Well, on many occasions, we have told OCs and owners that they should get several quotations before choosing the contractor. Of course, we cannot recommend a few anyone. We have seen a few dozens of such contractors since they have accepted so much business that means they are up to standard. Yes, yes, they should seek a few quotations, and they should rely on the word of mouth as well. Now, yes, we appropriate and feasible, we will disseminate information to the industry as well as the business sector.
Well, when it comes to the maintenance or upgrading of the whole building, of course it is okay, but if we are talking about individual flat owners, well, how many windows do they have in a flat? What is the unit charge per window? Would it be government officials and district councillors? You should let tenants know that you get what you pay. If you pay peanuts, then they will just inspect the windows, replace them. They may not submit, or they may not help you to get a certificate of compliance. You have to think for those singleton elders. Now, if the guidance are for the whole OC and the whole OC is charged to do it for all units, of course it's okay. We're talking about individual flat owners, singleton elders in particular. So you have to find out what has gone wrong. I think we have spent considerable time on this item. Perhaps some of the requirements or measures meant to help members of the public are causing nuisance to them. So you must ask your contractors. You must ensure that your contractors handle the whole thing in a proper manner to make sure that they would not cause resentment in the public. All right. If there are no further points, we end the discussion of this item.